Welcome back, everybody, and it is your host, Jay Klein, and we are back for another episode of Anime Talks, and it's been a while since we have had our last episode, but bear with me. I've been watching a bunch of anime, trying to catch up on a lot of different things, and we're going to close in on something that I've kind of been watching here and there. There's just a lot on the table right now when it comes down to anime, because there's just like a lot of things that just came in, came out, but we are now officially done with Tengoku Daimakyu, and that actually translates to Heavenly Delusion, and we're going to get right into that. It's a really good anime. It has 13 episodes. It started airing April 1st, 2023, all the way to June 24th of 2023. Finally made it around that range to watch it. Before we get into the nitty gritty, I want to just go ahead and throw out there that we also have a little bit about that. I don't recommend to have your kids watch it due to the last episode. Other than that, like almost everything else is clean cut, and let's get straight to it. So Tengoku Daimakyu, aka Heavenly Delusion, it follows a journey along the lines of kind of like a mixture of a Parasite kind of mixed with Promised Neverland. Like, and those who've watched Promised Neverland, definitely one of those up there sci-fi mystery type animes that just catches you in, just like really good suspense thriller, and you're just looking forward to the next big thing that's going to happen. With that being said, we follow the journey of Kiroku and Maru as they go across like just like a dilapidated kind of like a post-apocalyptic area that is inhabited by all these different monsters. And as this is going on, we meet like so many other different characters, a lot of different things going away. I want to say Maru actually has like this kind of package he's trying to drop off. It's wild. He's trying to drop off a package to somebody. And once again, I did say that it was finished airing, but technically it isn't, because due to the last episode, it closes out on like a whole different note that is kind of cringy. I wasn't a big fan of it, but I still like the show. I won't be able to reference that that scene in this due to how I have this episode is going to be listed. I don't want to end up crossing any issues, but there was a very aggravated intercourse scene that was towards the end. It was more like a suggested. It's just not, you know, it was just one of those things that kind of caught me off guard, because you watch the whole show, then you get to that and you're just like, you know, you just didn't expect it. But as Maru and Kiroko are going across and exploring, they meet all different kinds of small civilizations, small rebel groups, all different kinds of different factions along the way as they're trying to get to their goal. Maru is one of the main characters, this young boy with like a very interesting power where he can like touch somebody's skin and like almost like he can feel their heart and basically crush it straight down to the deal. It's wild. Maru is like a very passive little kid. He's it's interesting along the way. But Kiroko is a very interesting character herself, and that is like the biggest plot twist of the show that I really liked. And this is also, by the way, a really light review just to kind of give some insight. I like doing these kinds of episodes to kind of put people and perspective to know if you want to watch it or not. And then just give like small minor details to let you know if it's worth watching. I'll definitely give my rating towards the end. Of course, most of the shows that I do these reviews for, I obviously like them, but I do give my honest opinion on them and if it's really worth you giving it a little bit of your time. There's some that I definitely wouldn't recommend unless you're just like an avid anime watcher and you are completed with your own catalog or list that you have on your to-do. But it's just one of those situations of this one falls within like that mid-range kind of situation. But Kiriko, the other main character, is also a very interesting character. Kiriko, and this actually falls back, is reminds me a little bit of Summertime Rendering with the book writer, who's also like a really cool savage who is the brother is trapped in the the brother is trapped in the sister's body through the mind and can like take over. But this is a whole different outlook. So Kiriko is it's going like in and out. Kiriko was a kart racer who was doing a race, and all these monsters, this is like after the post-apocalyptic thing has already been happened, and all these monsters like roam the world and like just straight up just do some crazy stuff. So Kiriko, also being signed up for to be the bodyguard for Maru, Kiriko unfortunately met her end early, and it is nuts. Kiriko is actually not Kiriko. Kiriko is actually inhabited by the brain of her brother. When she was in the middle of that race, the brother was actually trying to take out a monster, and the monster was not able to be defeated and actually ate half of the brother, leaving him to die. Kiriko actually brought her brother to the nearest doctor, and they performed a brain transplant, and she gave her life to allow her brother to live. So actually, it is Kiriko's body is really inhabited by the mind brain power of Haruki. So that is completely a mind blown situation. And we see like small little tidbit like jabs here. We actually find this out later on, like midway through the show. But what really stands out is Maru kind of has a crush on Kiriko, but then Kiriko kind of like foreshadows and alludes that that she is a guy, but really that's not the case. Is just has the mind of a guy, because that is indeed the brother's brain inside the sister's body. It is completely interesting on how that goes down. Definitely worth that. Just that portion there had me like sunk in the show completely, because I'm just trying to find out what's going to happen. But the Maru's story is quite interesting as well, because as he's going along trying to deliver this package and they're trying to like connect the dots and put everything everywhere, we also have Kiriko, who is in search of this orphanage, like kind of like a boss or like a leader. His name, I'm trying to like dig it out my brain right now. It is what was his name? Is Inazaki, Robin Inazaki. So Robin, sadly, so it is so crazy that Inazaki has a very interesting dynamic to him. He was basically thought of to be very, 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 very much so a good guy. And he, unfortunately, at the end of the last episode, just one of those situations. I really don't care for what happened with that. Not really. I don't like it. It was annoying. Wasn't a big fan of how he turned out. Robin definitely could have. I feel like he could just been wasted like a GTA character. Really wasn't a big fan of how he ended out. I was so excited for the reunion to be met between Hiroko and Robin that it's just like a splatfall just in the face. Just a face palm. It was annoying. I'd have to say, alongside this, this is what I do like about it. All this is going on, and then we have something quite interesting it's a culmination of events that are going on all at one time. While we are seeing the progress of Hiroko and Maru as they cross the plains to get to where they're trying to get to, all these different civilizations, all these different factions and stuff that I mentioned earlier that they're reaching and exploring, they also have an underground kind of like a plant, like a force plant of a very intelligent and supernatural or superpowered children, which is quite interesting because this reminds me of Promised Neverland. It's crazy how the vibes are just like big. They run this kind of school to teach all these kids all these different things, get them prepped up. It's kind of like a plant, like a baby plant almost. And they just these kids are just morphing and turning into these supernatural beings with all these different powers. They range from all different things like scent, foresight, I guess you call it like almost kind of like Africa. Like, it's just all different things that these different children can do. And while they're in there, what's crazy is Maru and Hiroko are actually, you know, as they're traversing, they made comments where they wish that the outside world wasn't the way it was and they would like to be inside safe somewhere. And the people that they come across across the dilapidated lands, they have made those same comments and concerns of wanting to be somewhere safe and in peace and without all the violence, the death, everything. And then ironically, inside this underground school, we are met with these children who want to have nothing but the opportunity to see what it was like outside of the building. Like, how interesting is that? That, you know, there's like a difference of both worlds. Like, do these kids really want to see what's going on out there? Or do the people want to know what's really going on underneath inside the school? And it's crazy on how the dynamic changes. And you just see these kids go through all different things. And then you notice different things like these kids are like learning to like, and they don't know how to express their emotions. Like I want to say at one point you had it was a same sex relation that was kind of developing. And it's because these children are not being taught necessarily what is what. They're just kind of like just going off of emotion of who they like and everything like that. It's interesting because without any direction, they're just kind of just doing, they're going off of a limb outside of the education that they're being shown. And it's pretty interesting. I do like how it goes and trespasses different areas of life that would be controversial in real life. It kind of just breaks those borders and the kids are just doing kind of like whatever. And of course, whatever I'm not meaning by any means of any kind of sexual activity is more or less like they're just free to figure everything else out. And it's pretty cool. I really liked it. It kind of put it to where they feel what they feel and they know what they know. And then you end up seeing like different things. Like I want to say one of the children ends up like bringing life to inside that building. It's crazy. I'm still trying to wonder how that even happened. It's almost kind of like one of those Virgin Mary situations. Like one episode, everything was okay. Next episode, the little girl was pregnant. It's interesting on how you just don't know. You just really don't know. And to this extent, I would have to say the show carries in a very weird way as well. Like you really kind of don't know. Like it does go in a chronological flow. Like it's not like most shows where, and I say most shows, the shows that follow the path of episode here, episode there, boomerang back, episode here, episode there, where it's like nothing is really in an order. It's just like loose adventures that happen and you kind of just got to figure it out. No, it follows a weird approach to it, as in you really don't know what's going on. Like maybe two episodes you're with Hideko Amaru. The other few episodes soon after that, you're back inside that school seeing what these kids are undergoing and what they're exposed to, what they're not exposed to, what they're seeing, and everything that is coming from that. I do really enjoy that show. As far as me recommending it, I would have to say, I'd have to say that we really are in the range of, I have to say a solid 7.5. We're going to say 7 to 7.5. That show has really good and great plot points. The experience was great. The fighting was great. The fact that they had a lot of like controversial political issues going on within the show also helped it out. It really made the pace great. The survival aspect, the inner survival, outside exploring that these kids have inside that the bunker school deal. It's great. It's good pacing. It's all great. Like you don't feel like it's one of those situations where you just like don't know how you feel about it. I know how I felt about it. I just think that it really could have used either a few more episodes to kind of like get into that end game where you just know that it's really over. Like right now I'm kind of just like at a loss due to this last episode. Did not care for that last episode because it left me on a cliffhanger of another season coming up, and I'm just gonna patiently wait until they announce it. I've done some research on it, and it hasn't been up for renewal on their contract, so I hope that we do get to eventually see the end of Tengoku Daimakyo. Hopefully we get to see it and I'm able to share that experience with you. If not, only just share it, hopefully you take the time and go watch it. It's worth the watch. It's definitely not something I would skip other high end or like very hyped up shows to go watch. It's definitely one of those you've watched everything and just want to like throw something on background noise and then end up getting lost within the story. It's worth that much. Definitely one of those you're just flipping through Hulu, Crunchyroll, and you're just like, oh man, like I've never heard of that. Let me go and put it on, because that's exactly what happened to me. And I was actually in between like shows, and I just kind of wanted a break from watching like the amped up, like super talked about animes. So I ended up getting what I wanted out of that. It kind of like held me over in between. I was watching this in the middle of my Bleach journey, so I'm glad to have finished this up, and I'm glad to have shared this with y'all. There's not much to say on it any further than that, only because we are, it only has 13 episodes. Like, it's just a quick one hit. Go watch it and just sit back and wait. They might bring it in. They might bring it. It might not. They might not. They might. It just might get dropped right here. No renewal. So I do hope that you take the time to watch it. And I hope that we can get something a little bit more for me to bring to the table for the next episode. I'm kind of in between. Spy Family has been on my list of shows lately. I'm currently watching that, trying to fix up everything. It's going great. I love it. Spy Family is just such a cute show. We do have a few other shows that I've watched that we might dabble around, touch up on, and probably come up with a review. There's like, my mind's like going like crazy. And on top of the fact that I don't want to be late and not properly be established with what I need, just simply, you know, it's awesome. Just watch the show whenever you get a chance. And I'd have to say, we might touch Future Diary, maybe a little bit of Spy Family. Is it wrong to pick up a girl in a, or is it wrong to try to pick up a girl in a dungeon? The Devil's a Part-Timer. There's just so many shows. Fascist Stampede, aka Trigun. There's just so many shows to be able to give a review on. And I'm glad to have dropped this review just to kind of give y'all a little something to hurry up and quickly watch before the next episode. So again, thank y'all so much. This is Anime Talks, and this is Jordan Klein. Thank you, and until next time.